Seasoned Soldier by Andy Clark. Christmas Eve, Ezekiel stood at the same corner he had manned for decades. Gone was the Sears with its bustling crowd of shoppers, rushed people of all ages beaming with confidence. Yet each night he rang his bell. Still he wore the uniform discarded long ago by his fellow soldiers. Still he called out, "Alms for the poor. Medicine for the sick, shelter from the cold." Once it had been different. He'd walked the 2 miles from the shelter to here, people smiling or ignoring him. Many avoided the corner he stood at, approaching the store from the other side, hiding from ghosts they carried inside themselves, images of the damned. Some tossed a few coins or a dollar. Now and then, the season's message would grab someone, and 20 or more dollars would hit his pot. When this happened, Ezekiel scanned the crowd while giving his benefactor the same "Merry Christmas and God bless you" he gave everyone. He may have been a soldier of God, but he had no arms against muggers. Each night, he packed his kettle, returned proudly to the shelter, gave his collection to the treasurer. His coins turned into beds and food by some magic Ezekiel didn't understand. He didn't need to. He had his cot and knew tomorrow he would work the food line, standing with pot and bell. When Sears closed, his collections plummeted. The corner changed. It was a meaner crowd, driven by different spirits, craving different excitements, occupied by more desperate shopping. He could have moved, but it was his corner, and nothing would take him off station. So he held his post, waiting for relief and the world to turn again, which it did. One night, a pair of men came and took his pot, angered by its meager contents. They took his uniform, threw him to the ground. Greedy blades flashed and drank. Still, Ezekiel stood at the corner, ringing out the same message. "Merry Christmas and God bless you." People passed through him, receiving his chilling words, but not understanding them.